All right. Well, obviously, we just didn't do anything well enough tonight to win. Starts with me. Didn't do a good job of coaching. We didn't coach well. We didn't play well. We weren't good on offense. We weren't good on defense. We weren't good enough on special teams. So they just did a better job than we did. I think we got to perform better than that. And we didn't. So that's the result. We just didn't do a good job tonight. It's as simple as that. None. We had none.
Can you explain your strategic thinking in that situation?
It's fourth and two. That's fourth and two. We just didn't do a good job. Didn't do a good job of taking care of the ball.
When they had the first down on the 38-yard line, and you went to the all-out blitz, what was your thinking that we're trying to change the position a little bit on that challenge cabinet?
We'd run that call several times during the game. We just obviously didn't play it well. They won. They, give him credit. I'm more worried about our team. I'm not talking to Jim about his team. But we just didn't do a good enough job. So
coming back to erase that 28-point deficit, really created a 28-point deficit. I guess it doesn't have a lot of redeeming qualities to it. Is that where you're coming from?
I mean, we did some things that were all right tonight, but not enough of them. We made too many mistakes and just too much. Just did too many things that weren't good. So. No, I don't think so. Yes. Yeah. It absolutely did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Comfortable with how it was
assessed. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Without a question.
You did not look happy at that
point in time. Well, there was some confusion on the play, but Ed explained exactly what happened. I understand. I totally understand his explanation, and I have no problem with the play.
Okay, because they were going to mark it back and make you kick it again. You had to challenge. Even though what you're technically challenging was correct, it seems like you shouldn't have to lose a timeout when they're having to remark where the ball's supposed to go.
Right. That isn't the explanation that he gave me. I don't think you're accurate on that. I think you should talk to Ed about it and let him explain it to you, and that would probably be a lot easier than me trying to do it.
Okay.
All right.
But you were satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no issue with that. I mean, it was an unusual play. There was some confusion on it, and I didn't really understand totally until after the challenge, after he came out and explained it. But really, what it all washed out, it was what it was, and I think they finally got it right. And it explained the whole situation to me. I think they did a good job.
The hold was not on you.
No, it wasn't on us.
When your team has a performance like this that it had probably the first 33, 34 minutes of the game after having played at such a high level for such a long period of time. Is there ever any mercy in your mind to say, well, you know, we might have been due for a little flatness? And then maybe the edge is taken off it by the comeback. Or is it just the whole bottom line?
Yeah, you just keep playing. Yeah.
With this, there's a fairly strong likelihood you guys have to go on the road in the second round of the playoffs. Are you thinking about?
We're thinking about Jacksonville right now. It's the next team on our schedule. Very good.